mission to for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to leave, because many of the scholars have said that yes, if Allah had willed, he could have allowed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to establish power and have never left Mecca, right? He could have, that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme, but there was wisdom in them making hijrah to the city of Medina and then building their power, building their prestige, and then re-entering the city of Mecca and overtaking it, and then the hearts of the people turning towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a much more divine way of how Islam would become spread to the rest of Arabia and would come back to its home in Mecca. And we know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, hopefully I'm not giving away any trivia questions, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, I've told you this before, is that when he was making hijrah, when he was leaving, he turned back. He turned back and he looked at the city of Mecca, looked at the Kaaba, and he said, by Allah, if Allah had not ordered me to, I would have never have abandoned you. I would have never left you. He loved the city of Mecca so much. He loved it with the core of his being. And because this is the land of the Anbiya. This is the land where Adam alayhi salam laid, the very father of humanity, laid the foundations of the Kaaba. It is the very land where our father Ibrahim would take his son Ishmael and his wife Hajar and leave them there, and they would then he would come back a time later and would build the Kaaba as we see it today. Yes, it's been rebuilt many times, but the foundation has remained since the time of Adam alayhi salam. But this is an important pivotal point. So understanding the hijrah, understanding what it meant and what happened during it, is very important. So hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, tonight you guys kill this trivia Q&A, inshallah. And there will be pizza, there will be a cash prize. There are also other prizes, but I will give it to Sheikh Jabali to go through all of that with you, inshallah. And then guys, remember that tomorrow is community breakfast. The first Sunday of every month is community breakfast, where we will have breakfast and we will sit and relax together. I cannot guarantee tomorrow I will be here, because the morning time is the worst time for my back at the moment. Sometimes I have to actually have to be, my wife has to kind of roll me out of bed, because when I've been laying there for a few hours, I just can't get up. So if I can be here, I will be here. My last injection for my back is on Tuesday. After that, I should be back into the healing of full recovery. So by the time Wednesday comes, when we have our da'wah program, which you know has been switched to Wednesdays, all the flyers will go out. Da'wah program has been switched to Wednesdays between Maghrib and Isha. I should be back rolling on all eight cylinders, as they say. And then Saturday will be our series where we will continue on the Ashra Mubashireen, inshallah. And then coming in August, rest assured I'm going to take some more responsibility in this, but I want you to mark your calendar. August 1st is the first Friday in August, right? August 1st, I believe, is the first Friday in August. We will have a potluck family night. Potluck. That means get ready to bring us something tasty on August the 1st, inshallah. Between Maghrib and Isha, we have potluck dinner here. And then we will have, again, our Sunday morning. That Sunday morning will be our community breakfast. So the first Friday of every month is family night. It is potluck night. We're going to enjoy. We're going to eat. If we end up packing this place too much, we'll have it outside, inshallah, when it's starting to cool down. And then Sunday mornings, there will be no program, no khatira. No, it might be like just a short 5-minute khatira. But the point is to enjoy the fellowship of the brothers and have breakfast and relax and enjoy until shuruq, inshallah. But and without further ado, I will hand it over to Sheikh Jabali, inshallah, to go over his Q&A trivia on the history of the hijrah. If you don't know any of these questions, then go home tonight and make sure you do some research in the seerah about the history of the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is pivotal. It's a pivotal point in our history, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. I hope to see you guys in the morning. If I don't, please forgive me. It's simply because getting out of bed was a little bit too much, and sitting, that's my worst thing. Now I can stand, I can lay down, but sitting is the most painful thing at the moment, because it puts pressure on that C7, C8. But I'll see you guys, inshallah. If not in the morning, then on Wednesday, when I'm back for the series, we'll be running on all eight cylinders. I'll go forward from here, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pizza first? They're going to start with pizza. Nobody likes cold pizza, right? Start with pizza. Nobody likes cold pizza unless you're a college student. College students like cold pizza.